We're going to talk in this lecture about the concept of the collective unconscious. The term was invented by Jung, but Jung is extremely difficult to read, and even he didn't totally define it. So let's try to define it here, and let's try to put it in the context of thousands of years of religious history. Nature is a representative of truth. God, fate, whatever your concept of religion is. There's a collective unconscious that, in other words, that if you can tap into it, will help you see things, will help you make decisions, and help you be what you are supposed to be. Now, the current system, particularly in America, is a system of brainwashing. The education system is the biggest source of brainwashing in this country, which tells people the American system is the only way. There can't be anything other than the American system. The American plutocracy is the only way. And people are led to believe that that's real. The reason for the popularity of a film such as The Matrix is it taps into the idea that there's a giant lie being perpetuated, and there is. The lie that's being perpetuated, if you will, of American imperialism, is much more sophisticated in many ways than the Matrix. There's no need for some big high-tech system of deception because you put this junk inside people's heads and people believe all this nonsense and try to run their lives. This is directly connected to a system of social control, all right? It's a system of social control. If the lower classes are led to believe that everybody's taken care of and nobody's got it as good as they do and this is a just society, they will be content with what amounts to a system of economic slavery. It's like we have the new slavery vis-a-vis the old slavery. The new slavery is much, much better because the people are brainwashed into believing they're free and they've got everything's just great. And insofar as things aren't great, which usually is the case, that it must be their fault or it's inevitable that there's nothing that can be done about it. That's why so many people suffer from depression. And the plutocracy has a solution for that too. Take happy pills. There are a few things more ludicrous than this so-called war on drugs. There's no war on drugs in America. There's a war for drugs being fought on behalf of the pharmaceutical companies by the government. There's a war against certain drug industries, cocaine, so on, who failed to buy off the right politicians in Washington. And so there's a huge war against them. But this isn't a war on drugs. It's a war of one set of drug pushers hijacking and controlling the state to murder and rub out another set of drug pushers. A little bit of collateral damage here, millions of people in jail, millions of people's lives wrecked as the state drug pushers arrest people for buying products from the non-state drug pushers. But that's just a symptom of the whole overall system of repression and deceit. Now, how to reach the collective unconscious? That's a really good question, because nature has been so thoroughly destroyed that it's very hard to find it. Most people can't find nature in their lives. So that's why, yeah, that we have videos about nature. That's about the most you're going to see for a lot of people. And music, art, the exact details of which are amorphous. But that will raise people's consciousness. Another issue of control is the issue of sexual control. And that goes back to the takeover of the Western ancient world by Christianity in 395 and the imposition of this deranged religion on the West, which basically was a complete disaster until the 16th century, when these people unleashed themselves on a reign of genocide and disaster on the so-called New World, the continents of North America and South America, which wasn't a New World. It was new to the Europeans because they were so dumb they didn't know it was there. And that also is a temporary situation. You see this in Morales in Bolivia and other places of a reawakening of the old religions. So who is a traditional value? The traditional value is the old religions, which are thousands of years old. It's not this alien religion that was forced on people. So the issue of sexuality is an issue of social control. That's an issue of social control, particularly against women. Women are told to be ashamed of their sexuality, to go along with what the church says, what men says. And again, there's a reason for this. There's a reason for this of social control. And there's also been, throughout American history in particular, a connection between the plutocrats and the evangelists. It's not a one-to-one connection, in fairness, but The majority of the evangelical Christians before the Civil War were supporting the slave trade. In the 19th century, a lot of the big tycoons financed the evangelists, and that's up to the present day. But it's very important to understand that the leaders at the top is an uneasy relationship, you see. Greed cannot be the basis of a society, and these people are going to quarrel. They're already beginning to quarrel, in particular in the Republican Party. There's a very uneasy relationship between the religious lunatics and the plutocrats. The plutocrats manipulate the religious lunatics for votes, but this is like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. They have unleashed a monster that they cannot control. And as the system falls apart, these various forces are going to turn on each other. And around the world, countries will turn on each other. This whole notion that everybody's going to be happy, no, they're not. You mean, well, let's just take an example. America can go on losing hundreds of billions of dollars every year to China and world trade, and that will go on indefinitely? No, it will not. And that's going to lead to quarrels. So, you see, this is a very unstable situation. So getting back to the collective unconscious, the more that you push people to look into art, look into nature, reject the sexual social control put in by Christianity. The sexual social control is an extremely significant situation because in the rebellion against the sexual social control in the 1960s, while it ended up being kind of a mess, unleashed the environmental movement, unleashed the search for ancient religions, unleashed a lot of powerful forces. And that will continue to unfold. That is a form of revolution, a form of revolutionary liberation. There's absolutely no question whatsoever about it. And these themes are elaborated on our website. We don't pretend to have all the answers. We do pretend to be, and I think we can claim to be, the website that is in the lead all around the world for getting this stuff discussed, getting this stuff communicated, which is why we have such sky-high ratings. And we need to bring people in who will help us evolve, help us develop this, and pave the way for the to prepare for the tremendous political revolution that's going to come when the economic and environmental aspects of today's society collapse. That's the end of this lecture.